Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. New Beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, every Wednesday. And we do thank you for joining in, tuning in this evening. We pray that the word that is expounded or proclaimed this evening will be a blessing to you. And we're also praying that you and your family are safe. Amen. in these uncertain times. We are praying that you and your family are safe. We know that God is still on the throne, and we know that if we continue in prayer, that God will hear the prayers of the righteous. The prayers of the availeth do, the prayers of the righteous availeth much. And we do thank you for praying for one another. We thank you for standing strong in the body of Christ. We're in Atlanta this evening, and we're excited to hear the word. But before we do that, for those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we're in interactive Bible study. And just to give you an idea of what that is, we have an interactive Bible study. That means that the speaker will open up the mic and invite you to, you know, to share your thoughts or whatever it is or questions you may have for the speaker. Amen. And that's why we have it interactive. You have an opportunity to interact with not only the speaker but with other guests that are on the line. So that's what we do when we do open up the mics. In fact, I might as well let you know, I do open up the mics all the time. So your mic is on, so make sure that you please mute whatever device that you're using for a microphone. If you could mute it, and when you get ready to talk, you know, then you can unmute it, because we can hear everything in the background, and it becomes a distraction, not only for the speaker, but for the guest as well. So we do thank you for doing just that. As we move forward, we are going to we have a prayer list that we always send out or asking you to pray. And once the speaker comes on, she's going to offer up a prayer, and then she's going to go into her message. We have Pastor Robinson. We keep him on our list from out of Tennessee. Pastor Dawn Mixon has been asking for family for her family as well. She's in the mix of that coronavirus, so we're praying for her Chick family as well as her family that they are able to overcome those obstacles. Amen. There is Sean out of West Virginia, Tina from Maryland, Janetta from out of Maryland. We have Corey out of Charlotte, North Carolina. Bill from out of Macedonia. Norman from out of Cleveland. We also have the Bradley family from out of Texas. The Barkley family from out of South Carolina. And we have a few others, but that are asking for prayer. In fact, you know, we need to be praying for every family. Amen. That's what we are about, the power of prayer. Amen. That's what God has given us, the power of prayer. So we stand strong in the Lord, knowing that when we pray, that God hears our prayers. Amen. So we're not worried about anything that's going on, because God has covered us. Amen. We're covered in the blood. We're going to move on over into Atlanta, Georgia, and the next voice that you will hear will be Pastor Cook. Amen.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Pastor Cook, amen. You're coming in, please.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Praise. Yes, we can hear you.
Okay, awesome.
Welcome.
Awesome.
Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We thank God for this time. We thank God for this moment. I thank God for this opportunity. Every time I come on the line, I got to give a shout out to Pastor Clay and his wife for allowing us to be on this platform, and that I'm able to speak to the people and able to give what God has given unto me to give unto the people today. I just bless the Lord today. In spite of what we're going through, in spite of what we see, God is still on the throne. He's still moving.
Yes.
He's doing miracles still. He's still healing through the death.
Amen.
And the different sicknesses. God is still doing healing in the land. And so I heard a little bit of you saying about praying for people. So I would offer up a prayer before I get started. Amen. And ask God to heal and deliver your people, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. God, here we are again. We're coming to you, Lord God, asking for your healing, God, asking for your deliverance for these families right now, Lord God, that's in need right now, God. God, you know what it is, God. You know what we're dealing with. But we ask you today, God, to give us the strength that we need as we go through this coronavirus, as we go through other sicknesses and diseases, Lord God, in the land. And so, God, we ask, God, that you send your healing virtue through the land, God, through the earth realm tonight, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We pray, God, that you continue to encourage us, God. Hallelujah. It looks bleak. It looks bad. But, God, we need you to encourage us to keep on moving and keep on pushing to the next level, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We're not going to be tricked by these natural lenses, Lord God, but we're going to walk by faith. Hallelujah, and not by sight tonight. Hallelujah. We're going to trust you, even when we can't trace you at times, Lord God. We're going to trust you, Lord God, because we know that you're working behind the scenes, Lord God. And so, God, I ask, God, that you even touch the our frontline workers, Lord, the doctors, the nurses, Lord God, the firemen, the policemen, Lord God, even the ones that are cleaning the hospitals, Lord God, our grocery workers, Lord God, in the our bus drivers, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, our deliveries, the Uber Eats and the DoorDash people that are delivering food to your people, Lord God. So we ask for covering around them, Lord God. Keep them safe, Lord God, as they're doing their job, Lord God, in this season, in this hour, God. And we thank you today, God. And, God, we ask, God, that you have your way in this Bible study tonight, God. Allow this to be a life-changing word, Lord God. Allow it to begin to apply to your people, Lord God, as they begin to take it and run with it and tell somebody else about what you want to say to them in this season, in this hour, Lord God. Oh, God, allow us to be receptive to what you have to say. Unclog our ears, God, that we may hear what you're trying to say in this season, Lord God. And we thank you today, God. Holy Ghost, I invite you in, Holy Ghost, to end this Bible study, Lord God, to teach us and give us everything that we need for our lives. And we give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited about the word tonight. Amen. I feel like a teaching spirit is in me tonight. So, you know, like Dr. Clay said, this is an interactive Bible study. You can always chime in and piggyback off what I say tonight, because this is a Bible study. We come to learn together. Amen. And so if you have your Bibles with you tonight, hallelujah, I've been declaring this for a couple of months. I've been declaring it for this season and this hour. So this is my theme for this time and this hour. And so if you go to the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter, verses 1 through 3, I try to get away from it, but the Holy Ghost continues to push me in this scripture. You know, sometimes when you read and you just read it and then you move on to the next, I can't move on to the next. And so the Lord has been giving me this. He's been keeping me in this book of Psalms. And so the Lord said, tell it to the people tonight. And so I'm telling it to you tonight. I've been preaching it. I've been preaching on other lines already. And I said, Lord, I've been telling to other people on the other line. But he said, no, keep on telling it until I tell you stop. And so I'm just doing it. I'm just doing what the Holy Ghost tell me to do. Amen. So we in the book of Psalms, the 27th chapter, verses 1 through 3. I'm just going to do 3 verses tonight, amen, because of time. Because the whole chapter is awesome. Hallelujah. When you get a chance, read the whole chapter, because this is awesome. Hallelujah. And so Psalms, the 27th chapter, verses 1 through 3. And the Bible says, Lord, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise up against me, in this I will be confident. And the word of God is blessed. The name of my lesson tonight is Declaring Your Faith. Hallelujah. Yes. Declaring your faith. As you know, we're in this season. You see what's going on. You see what's happening in different states and overseas. It's this coronavirus. It's just spreading across the earth realm. But God is saying today, you still got to declare your faith. Yes. We still got to declare who he is in our lives. Listen, coronavirus let me say it again. God is bigger than coronavirus. Amen.
Amen.
God is bigger than any sickness or disease or anything that you're going through. He's bigger than that. So since he's bigger than that, we need to continue to declare your faith. Amen. The Bible says that David wrote this book after he was anointed king in Judah and before he was anointed king of Israel. David writes this book of Psalms in confidence and knowing God's protection from his enemies. Now, y'all know David, how he rolled. You know what was going on with him? People were after him. Saul was after him. Kings were after him. He was war after war, bloodshed after bloodshed. Hallelujah. And so he comes to write this book and knowing that God has his back and knowing that God is his protector. And so tonight, in these three verses, I have 3 points tonight. Amen. 3 points I want to talk about in these particular three verses. My 3 points are confession, fearless, and confident. And so we're going to take the first one, confession. So anytime that you declare in faith, first you got to confess it. Amen. And so when we look at the first verse says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation." David begins to tell us in the first verse, and he begins to confess that the Lord is his light. Listen, without this light, you cannot see the path ahead of you, because if you don't see the path ahead of you without this light, you can stumble and fall. The light, which is Jesus, will clear the way for you and avoid harmful things to happen to you. Listen, when David wrote this and he said, "The Lord is my light," he began to realize that this light guided him through his dark times and dark places. It guided him, which is the light, hallelujah, through trials, tribulations, and his danger and trouble. And God can do the same for us. Amen. This light,
amen,
hallelujah, will this light will also illuminize your path to help you to get where you need to go. So in other words, what I'm saying, you need this life to live this life. Because guess what? We don't know what's ahead of us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
And so this light will protect us, will guide us, help us through the path of our life. Hallelujah. The Bible also says, and I also realize that when you confess your faith, it moves you like a vow in a marriage. You know, when you before the priest or the pastor, and you make this vow, you make this confession to your wife, or you make this confession to your husband, this is like the confession. Amen. Even it's like a vow that says, in knowing God, who he is to you. When you confess it to God, you letting God who he is, letting God know who he is in your life. Have you ever been into that place that you've just been confessing your sins to God? You've been confessing your love for God. You've been confessing how wonderful, how awesome he was and he is in our lives. Amen.
Amen.
This confession that we're talking about, you have to declare your faith. Even this light will guide you out of your dark places. Amen. So I suggest this. Whenever you're in a dark place, just shine the light. Hallelujah. Whenever you're in a dark place, just shine the light. Shine Jesus on this, and he will help you through your dark places. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Sometimes when we get into our dark places, we get into a place of depression, we get into a place of suicidal and different things. We don't know how to get out of it. Shine the light. That's all you got to do is shine the light. And he will help you through the process. Amen. The Bible also said that he confessed, David now, he also confessed, let me go back. When you confess in your faith, you no longer allowing it to be a private opinion. It becomes more of a public confession. Amen. What I mean is that it's no longer that it's opinion to you. You begin to confess it to the world. Amen. There's no longer that you can keep it to yourself. You got to let somebody know who God is in your life. You got to even let people know who God is if he was a healer. If he ever healed you from a situation, you can't hold that back. You got to confess who he is. set me free from that joker. He set me free from my from financial issues. Amen. So you got to confess. I hope you hear me tonight. Amen. No longer you can't keep it to yourself. It's like you telling the situation, I believe God and not you. That's a confession right there. I have faith in God and not you. And some you need to make that confession to some people and let them know, thank God. I don't have faith in you. I have faith in God. I trust God. Amen? Sometimes you got to make that confession because you know what? We believe in our money. We believe in the government. We believe in so much other things. We got to learn to confess God in our lives.
Amen.
Ah, hallelujah. Confession also means declaring and meaning admitting and acknowledging that something is true. Mm-hmm. So what that means to me, confession is basically a natural truth. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. It's simply a natural truth. When you confess it, you know, when you're in a situation, right, and people confess, normally it's the truth. They confess and, you know, they heart out. They giving it out because, like, they want this off of them. So when people start confessing, most likely it's the truth because they want it off of them. Amen?
Mm.
Hallelujah. The Bible also says that David also says, the Lord is my salvation, meaning that he is my guide, he's my protector, he's my deliverer, and he's my rescuer. Ah,
yes.
And I know some of you that God has delivered you and rescued you out of some situations. Some of you probably was in some bad situations that you didn't think that you could get out of it. Your back was against the wall, but when you called on the Lord and said he was my salvation, he rescued you out of that situation. Hallelujah.
Yes.
He delivered you out of that situation that you was in. Hallelujah. God delivered David from many of his enemies, like I said. You know, Goliath, the Philistines, kings, wars, the list could go on and on. Even I talked about earlier how Saul was so much against David. Amen? But guess what? What God do to him? God, what God do? He delivered from Saul. Amen. And he could do the same thing from you. Listen, we do have the same testimony as David.
Yeah.
And God is doing some things for you right now on this line. He's moving some things out of your way. Hallelujah. I even hear
Thank
the Lord
you,
say he's blowing on some paperwork. He's blowing on some paperwork right now for you in the name of Jesus. He's going in, hallelujah, for you. Hallelujah. I hear favor for a situation that you're dealing with right now. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, glory
Thank you,
to
Jesus.
God. He's working in your behalf. Ah, glory to God. You thought it went another way, but God is turning it around for you tonight. Hallelujah. That's enough right there to give him a praise tonight. Hallelujah. Because he's turning it around for you. Oh, glory to the Lamb of God. God will do the same thing that he did for David. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So begin to confess your faith in this hour and this season. Yes. We talk, Corona's here, yes, coronavirus is here, hallelujah, it's affecting us, yes, but you still got to confess your faith. You still got to say that he's still a healer. You still got to say he's a deliverer, hallelujah. You got to still confess that he will make a way. You still got to confess, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, hallelujah. We cannot now what's going on to lose our faith. We can't allow that. Just because things are happening in the atmosphere, you can't lose your faith in this season. Hallelujah. You can't double down to it. Hallelujah. You got to continue to declare the faith. Hallelujah. I even have some scriptures that you can use, that you can look at, hallelujah, where you can find some confessional faith. Romans, I'll just give you three. Romans 10, verse 8 to 10, Romans 10 and verse 11, and 1 John 4 and 15. So in your leisure time, begin to look at the scriptures. You need something, you don't know what to confess, go to those scriptures. We repeat those scriptures. Yes. Hallelujah. Repeat them.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Because those are
confessions. Could you say it again?
Saved.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Romans 10, verses 8 through 10.
Okay.
That's a confession of faith.
Yes.
Romans 10 and 11. And 1 John 4 and 15.
Thank you.
Okay. Hallelujah. So you need some confession of faith scriptures. And there's some more. There's a lot more. But this is something, these are the ones that stuck out to me tonight. Amen. So my second point is fearless. Hallelujah. The Bible says that David says, "Whom shall I fear?" Ah, my God. Hallelujah. In this season, we cannot be fearful. Listen,
yes.
Fear and faith doesn't go together. You can't be fearful and have faith.
That's right. Amen.
You can't be scared and like, oh, God, but do you believe God? No, it's either you have fear or faith. I'm hoping that you gravitate to the faith, hallelujah, and trust and rely on God and believe God for who he is in your life. Don't you realize that fear can block your freedom? Did you realize that? Fear blocks your freedom. It can put you in a place where you could be a prisoner in your own mind. You can have bars around your mind because you're so fearful. You're so scary. Sometimes you got to step out the gate and declare faith. Sometimes you got to step out of the gate. You got to come boldly before this devil. Because guess what? The devil comes boldly at you, y'all. He don't care. He coming strong. But we so wimpy and we so scared when he comes. Use the power. Use the anointing. Use the authority that's in you. Because we all got it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Listen, I said I wasn't going to say it because every time I speak, I tell on my own self. And so, you know, some of you may know, I was married for 20 years.
Yes.
And I was in a marriage that wasn't that great. But fear kept me there. Fear made it so bad that I felt like if I leave him, I could not function. I won't make it. Things wouldn't work. So guess what? I stayed in it for so long. I took a lot of stuff that he dished out, which I shouldn't have as a wife, but I took it because of fear. Fear was telling me, no, you ain't going to meet nobody. Fear told me you're going to be lonely. You ain't never going to get married again. You ain't going to never have a relationship. This is fear talking in my ear, Gabe.
Right.
And so I took to that, and I stayed for many years. And so what I say today is that fear, once again, will block you from your freedom. Once I rebuke that fear, the freedom that I have. My God, the freedom in my spirit, the freedom in my mind. See, I don't have to worry about those things anymore. I don't have to worry about what he's done for me because I'm free.
Hallelujah.
Somebody. I hope I'm helping somebody today.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. This fear will stop you. Many of you have ministries. Many of you have different things, gifts that's on your life, and you allow fear to stop you to move forward. I realize that that's what fear is designed to do, too. Fear is designed to do that to you. But see, you got to get that power, that tenacity to say, fear, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus. I'm moving forward. I'm doing what I got to do in the name of Jesus. See, sometimes you got to talk to that thing, talk to that spirit, and let him know where it needs to go. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me help you here. Hallelujah. When the enemy comes like a flood and different things come in your life, I want you to declare it. I want you to declare your faith. I want you to be bold enough to speak out and tell the devil where he needs to go. He's been in there too long. He's been in your home too long. It's time to get him out. I always say in my prayer, I evict you out of my house. I send you eviction notice. That's what you got to tell the devil. You got to tell fear that I evict you from my house because you don't live here anymore. I'm going to do great things. I'm going to do wonderful things. I'm going to be active in ministry. I'm going to reach people. Don't you know that every time that you don't do what God calls you to do, the blood is on your hands? Somebody's waiting for you to deliver, get them out of their deliverance. Somebody's waiting on you to heal somebody. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. So fear. Ah, glory to God. And so why should we be fearful when we got God's strength? Because this is another confession that David says. David talks about this strength in this verse as a fortress or a stronghold. And a fortress is strong. In other words, no one could get in who is not authorized. It's like this strength is a blockage, hallelujah, that David is talking about in this particular scripture is strong. No one, let me say this again, because this was a good point for me. No one can get in who is not authorized. Glory to God. What I mean is that negative thoughts, when you're strong in the Lord, and those negative thoughts, they can't come in because they're not authorized. That strength that you have will bounce it back out. Hallelujah. This strength that God has, this is the strength that we need from the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Because guess what? It starts in the mind. It starts in the heart too, and it starts in the mind as well. You know how the enemy, when you by yourself, hallelujah, and things are going on, and that enemy be start talking to you in your mind and start saying stuff, and you thinking it's one way and it's not. Oh, come on, somebody. That strength. That's when you got to pull on the Lord.
Yes.
You got to pull on the Lord's strength. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
I tell everybody, anytime I'm low in my spirit and I'm going through, I call prophetess sometimes, but when she's not available, I'm calling on the Lord. Lord, help me. I need you. I need you to help me to get out of this situation. Hallelujah. Sometimes you got to call on the name of the Lord to give you the strength.
Yes.
And that's what David called on the Lord for the strength that he needs. Certain things he couldn't deal with. Guess what? He called on the Lord for strength, y'all. Hallelujah. That's why we need strength as we go through this coronavirus. Loved ones are dying. People that you know that are dying. You need that strength because you can get weak. All this death, all these cases that's going around, it can weaken your spirit. Hallelujah. And it can weaken you so that thing that you can get it. Hallelujah. So you need God's strength in this season. Hallelujah. You got to learn to pull on the Lord tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
Lord, I just give you praise right there. I'm sorry, y'all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. And the other thing, as the second verse talks about, being fearful. Don't be fearful when the enemy comes, when wicked comes against you. Amen. Because that the wicked comes, it tries to overtake you. Amen. When the wicked tries to overtake you, hallelujah, because that's his design. It's designed to try to overtake you. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm coming to you, tell you tonight, hallelujah, that God is not going to allow that to happen. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says here in the second verse, when the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. So what I'm saying tonight, don't be fearful when the wicked come up against you. Amen. Because guess what? God is not going to allow it to happen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Don't you realize that when the wicked come against you, their intent is to maybe to kill or to destroy you?
Mm-hmm.
But God says no today, that they will stumble and fail. That's enough to let me know that God is not going to allow nothing to happen to me because I'm protected by the blood. Hallelujah. I belong to God. So God is going to protect me and guide me through my situation. So you don't have to be fearful when the enemy comes like a flood. Hallelujah. When things come against you. What does the Bible say? No weapon formed against me should prosper. Listen, it may present itself, but it can't penetrate because you belong to God. Listen, you're in this season. You need to know who you belong to. And whose you belong to. Hallelujah. You can't forget that. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. In other words, God blocks that enemy. He blocks that so it won't penetrate against you. That's how awesome our God is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He blocks it from the enemy. Hallelujah, for penetrating you. It's like he intercepts the plan. So you don't have to worry about when people start messing with you and talking about you. When anybody, if I hear somebody talking about me, I go praying and I say, Lord, allow it to be a boomerang effect. Send it back to the center.
Amen.
Where it belongs. In the name of
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
I ask the Lord to intercept that in the name of Jesus.
That's good.
Don't let it come to my dwelling. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. See, that's why I said we have power and authority to speak this. We don't have to take what comes against us. We don't have to take that. Hallelujah.
Yes.
We don't have to take the bad report. Hallelujah. Yes, it presents it, but I'm not taking no bad report because I'm praying
Amen.
To my God, hallelujah, that he intercepts it. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that he blocks it in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, what an awesome God we serve. The Bible even tells us in 2 Timothy 1 and 7. You know, we've been quoting, people are quoting it now. You know, I don't know if they've been quoting it before, but everybody quoting 2 Timothy 1 and 7? Let's go to it so I can show y'all. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but power and love and a sound mind. Y'all know this is going on Facebook. Everybody putting this up on Facebook. I'm wondering, was they quoting it before? Or are they just doing it because of coronavirus? Hallelujah. Are you using this when the enemy comes like a flood in your life? Are you using this when it comes in your family? Well, are you using this scripture when it comes when something comes bad to you? Are you saying, "For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but power and a love and a sound mind"? My
yes.
God, He doesn't give us that fear. What the devil give us that fear? Not God. The devil does. So I say today, don't walk in fear. Just know that God got you. He got you. You protected. He got you. Let me just minister right here to you. Whatever that you're dealing with right now, God got it.
Amen.
He got you.
Amen.
We just got to keep on living. We just got to continue to do the right thing and let God do it for us. But the many times that we want to do it, and we can't do it, we got to trust God. We got to declare this faith. Hallelujah. That he is the healer of my soul, that he is a deliverer of my soul tonight. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so this leads me to my third part, my third point, confidence. The Bible says in the third verse, I'm almost finished, all right? I don't want to bore y'all tonight. Amen.
It's all right. It's okay.
Third point.
It's a good word.
It's
a good word.
Confidence. Though an army may pass against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. Hallelujah. We have to walk in holy boldness, just like David did. He walked in holy boldness, just like when he did with Goliath. You know the story. He walked in boldness. He knew that he could take that giant down. He walked in boldness, and we have to walk in boldness today. We're so bold in everything else. But what about being bold in the word of God? Began to declare the word of God in the name of Jesus. He knew his protector because he had a relationship with God. See, you can only walk in confidence when you know your girl or your boy got you, because you know them and you know that you have a relationship with them. You know what they could do for you. That's why David was able to walk in confidence, because he knew what God could do for him. And he had relationship. He had history with him. Amen. Hallelujah. He had history with God. He knew what God's capabilities were, because I'm going to say it again. He had a relationship. He had an intimate relationship with God. He allowed those things that wasn't of him to be stripped of him. And he got intimate with God. He began to know him. He began to read his word. He began to study him. He began to meditate on him. And that's what we need. You need that confidence in God. Study his word. Get to know him. I tell people all the time, since we on this in-house, they keep us in this house, get in God's face. Seek his face.
Yes.
Oh. Get in your prayer car, in your prayer closet, and begin to study his word and get to know him. So when the enemy comes like a flood, you got confidence that he could bring you out. You have confidence that he can deliver you. But only way you need this confidence in God, you got to get a relationship with him. You got to get to know him. You got to get to know who he is in your life. Hallelujah. Peace. Confidence today. See, you can't be emotional in this state. At this time, when you declare in faith, you can't be emotional. Mm-mm. You got to be strong. Hallelujah. And
Amen.
Know who he is. And not let your faith be diminished because of what's going around.
Yes.
You can't double down because this corona's here. You can't double down because you got a bad report. You can't double down, hallelujah, because something has happened in your family. You got to declare this faith today. Hallelujah. You got to speak it. Hallelujah. And know who God is. Listen, the confidence. Hallelujah. This confidence gives you the attitude of in spite of what's happening around me. Hallelujah. This confidence gives you to say that I'm a winner. When
yes.
it, like the Bible says, when the war, thy war may rise against me, stuff is coming, but I know I'm a winner. It looks bleak. It looks dark. It smells bad, but I know that I'm a winner. I have the victory. The victory belongs to me. We got to walk around and say, I have the victory over this situation. I have victory over my finances. Even though my finances look the way it looks, hallelujah, I have victory over my finances. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Even when war is between flesh and your spirit, know
yes.
that the spirit's going to win. Know
Thank
that.
Jesus.
The spirit is going to win. Don't let this flesh win. Sometimes you got to tell this flesh to die. Sit down somewhere. In the name of Jesus. You got to talk to this flesh. When it rises up, when that flesh rises up with a bad attitude because somebody ticked you off or somebody cut you off and you about to go out their mouth, you better say, flesh, shut up. Sit down. I'm in control. And if we do that, we be much better off. Amen. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
We can walk in victory when we tell that flesh to sit down. But sometimes we give too much to the flesh.
Mm.
It's just like this. The flesh is the child and the spirit is the parent. So you're going to let the child tell you what to do? No. You're going to let that spirit, which is the parent, tell the flesh, which is the child, to sit down somewhere. I'm in control. Ah, oh, my God. I hope I'm helping somebody today. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You got to put your flesh under subjection. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So tonight, glory to God. Some of you may be dealing with some challenges, but I come to let you know that. Begin to declare your faith. God is bigger than that. He's bigger than what you're dealing with tonight. Hallelujah. You need to know that today. Hallelujah. So that you can get the victory over your situation. Ah, God. We are not losing. We win. Hallelujah. Whenever something's coming up in my life, I'm winning over this. I'm a winner. When my marriage went the way it went, I realized I'm a winner. I have the victory over it. It didn't kill me. I'm still here. I'm still breathing. Mm-hmm. I still got my mind. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. So, God,
yes.
We thank you. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. That you got to begin to declare your faith tonight. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. So, I open up the lines tonight. Hallelujah. Whatever you, if you have something to say, yes. Hallelujah. Declare your faith tonight.
Yes, declare Hallelujah. Your faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
It's the word.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Pastor Cook. Thank you so much for another time with the word. My notebook's full. I'm going to go back and listen again to get some more. But just praise God for your obedience and sharing this message with us, especially during this time. It's an encouraging word that will take us even far beyond this season with the with COVID-19. It's a word for our souls, and I truly appreciate what you've shared. Thank you so much for breaking it down, because we can't operate in fear. And and I like the way that you broke it down into 3 points: confession, fearlessness, and confidence. That's all we need to know to get through this.
Mm-hmm.
That's all we
Amen.
Need to know. Praise
Amen.
God.
Amen.
You gave
Amen.
Us tools
Praise
to you.
Tools. Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen. This is Miles. How's everybody doing tonight?
Okay.
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Okay. I enjoyed you on tonight. As you were speaking the whole time, you was talking Proverbs 18:21 to me. I believe that's where it's at. Death and life was in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I mean, that's all I kept hearing out of you. You gave a whole lot of examples of that, because that's one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible, and you just gave me so many nuggets on that today, and I want to thank God for you being obedient.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I want to thank you for being obedient and not letting it go, because your
yes.
obedience on tonight blessed me. Praise God.
So,
God bless
praise
everybody.
The Lord. Praise
yes,
the
amen.
Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord, praise the Lord.
All the mics open, mics open.
Yes.
Any comments, any questions, the mics are open.
That was a very good lesson, Bible study, because it very much relates to what we're going through. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people lost their jobs. A lot of people are sick. But anyway, fear is something that is very paramount in a lot of people's lives, and we got to stay focused on God. And as David did when he dealt with Goliath, he didn't go in being fearful and just having a lack of confidence. But he knew he could defeat Goliath by the virtue of having a relationship with God. And the COVID-19 virus is really the same thing. We just have to have faith and not be fearful.
Mm.
Have
That's
that confidence it. And compassion about our own beliefs.
That's it.
That really relates to this very day.
Uh-huh.
Challenge those that are listening today to share this message. You can get the link. It should have been sent to you, but if it wasn't sent to you, you can access it through Blog Talk Radio and go to our page, or you can go to our Facebook page and forward this message to family and friends. It would be a good encouraging word for believers. Because even in seasons like this, believers sometimes, especially if you're alone, need a word of encouragement. I believe also that it would be a great instruction
yeah.
for those who are wavering in the word and those that are new
you.
Believers. And it's a good word that you could share with your unsaved family and friends as well. So I challenge you to think about others. As we sit here, I was thinking that I want my friends and family to hear this as they go through this too. It's, you know, it's one thing to send folks jokes and messages
right.
to encourage them and keep them
That's
engaged,
good, yeah.
but it's another thing to share the word. because it's not just their physical bodies that we are concerned about. It's our soul. That is the problem.
Yeah,
soul.
That's good.
And so we want to make sure that we share the word and that we stand and take in confidence,
mm-hmm.
knowing that we know that we know that Jesus
yeah.
Christ is Lord. Share the word.
Amen.
Amen. Well, Pastor Dixon, God bless you, woman of God. I enjoyed this. I hope I'm not too loud because it's a new phone.
No.
You know how I am with this phone. But I thank God for your word. And like Dr. Suzanne says, this needs to be everywhere. You know, I thank God for it. It is so timely because the world is in fear. And what came to mind, too, is men's hearts will fail them because of fear. But we thank God that perfect love, perfect love, cast out all fear. And I thank God for you bringing this word because the love of Jesus, excuse me, the love of Jesus, which we have, protects us, covers us. You know, you said so many things, and I'm like Pastor Miles. You know, there's so many nuggets that you've given us to help us, you know, because I'm going to be transparent. I'm not always up. Sometimes I get a little shaky, but you know what? Our trust, that's where it is. It's in God. And knowing at the end of the day that he has us, not only we're on his mind, but he has us in the palm of his hand, and nothing can snatch us out that, even through this coronavirus, even through any sickness and disease, even through the hardships that we go through in this journey, we can still trust and declare our faith in God. No matter how the enemy thinks he's coming at us, we have a God, we have a champion. His name is Jesus Christ. And like you said, he came to rescue us. And I thank the Lord that in this holy week, we are rescued. We are the redeemed. And we do say so, that declaring our faith in him
yes.
lets
Amen.
Us stand
Amen.
Strong and tall. So I thank you for this word, Pastor. And unlike Dr. Suzanne, I got notes. I'm going to be looking at it. Look, I can hear your voice. I don't even have to go to my notes. I can go to the website. I can go to Blog Talk Radio. I thank God for you, woman of God. May God
Amen.
Continue to enrich your life
Amen.
And bless you mightily.
Yes. Amen.
I'd like to just say one comment before we dismiss. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we can.
Fear is indeed a human emotion. Humankind will feel what it does not understand. But being a child of God, and a disciple of God, we understand the character and nature of God. So in that capacity,
yeah.
we fear not. Those who don't understand,
that's right.
they need
that's
to
right.
see. So we're blessed in our reason and our buildup of our character in our faith in Jesus Christ. But those that do not have that will indeed be.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. To God be the glory.
Amen.
And when I looked up this word strength, as I studied a little bit more, it was more like a stronghold. That's what it means. And so that also meant like a defense against all assault. So when I'm asking God for strength,
I like that.
It's blocking. It's blocking.
I like
it's blocking the weakness. And so now when I'm asking God for strength, now I really know what that means. Because, I pull on the Lord, but as I study the word strength and what David was talking about in the scripture, I realize when I'm pulling on God, that's a defense against all assault.
That's
good. Is a blockage.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You can't get to me because guess what? I got God's strength.
Amen.
You can't come and attack me because I got God's strength. And even like I said earlier, when those things come into your mind, because, negative thoughts come. The enemy comes. He comes and he says stuff.
Yes,
when you pull on God's strength, it got to block
get that
out.
Word.
It got to go. Mm-hmm. It can't Amen. Stay in your ear gate. It can't stay in your mind.
Amen.
So when I call it in distress, I know what it is now, for real, for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just want to say I thank God for women and men of God who comes with the word, and in this time of our pause, because we can't really go anywhere. We go to the pharmacy or whatever, but we can't really move around like we used to move. And I heard my pastor say we're in a reset, you know, and I thank God for this time of pause. You know, it's like a time out for the body of Christ, because if my people will call, he's talking about us. One thing about this word that's coming forth, we're absorbing it, and it's resetting our mind. Where we used to, you know, it's resetting our, like you would say, Pastor, our language. You know, I know a lot of those, my brothers and sisters that are out there, their language haven't changed. I mean, it's still, you know, with the word of God, but I'm just saying I'm getting more and more to stand and use the word of God like we should use it. You know, a lot of times we can hit and miss, but you know what I thank God in this season for me, you know, and being transparent for me, it's declaring my faith.
Amen.
And faith without works is dead. Not just having a faith, but working that faith.
That.
Letting that faith work for you.
That's
and
it.
I'm stepping out on a few things, and trust me, I thank God. I thank God.
Amen.
I'm done.
Yeah. Stop saying that. Amen.
Any more comments? The mics are open.
God is good. This is great.
All you have to do is just talk. Your mic is already open.
This is so good.
Very powerful message.
It was. Oh. Hallelujah.
Well, I'd like to, make a comment in reference.
Amen.
As always, you know, it's always a timely word. And if there's a time that we need to hear who God is in our lives, and I believe, you know, someone said earlier, if we're in God, if we're in Christ, then we should not fear. We should not fear. God gives us so many promises. You know, if God is for me, who can be against me?
That's right.
Who can be against me? Another, whoever confesses that Jesus is the Son of God, God abides in him, and he in God. He's our best friend.
Amen.
He's our best friend. Don't leave your best friend outside. Don't
All right.
leave your best friend God
oh, that's good.
Outside.
That's good right there.
Bring him in.
That's good.
Bring him in.
I like that.
So,
yeah.
So that's where we are. As the body of Christ, together we stand, united in Christ, not in ourselves, but in Christ.
Amen.
This was definitely a timely word.
That's good.
And, and Pastor, I want to thank you so much for sharing it, especially for those who are online. I have so many numbers from so many different states online that haven't said anything. But we pray that God has blessed you through this word this evening. And if you want to share it with someone, go to Blog Talk Radio, and you would type in Blog Talk Radio, and then and we can begin again, and you can pull up this message. It's about sharing. And let's just face it, folks. You know, the spirit of fear, you know, that's the flesh. God doesn't want us there. He doesn't want us there. The spirit of God does not want us there. He wants us to stand strong and believe that he is who he says he is. I am that I am. God will never change. Listen, we love you. We thank you so much for
thank
tuning
you.
In this evening. May God bless you and be safe.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
God bless you.
Face the dawn.